to get along with the senators.
Oh, I think it was a very good meeting. They were all there. Only about seven of them there.
That's enough.
But they said not nickeling around anymore, Mr. President. This said like it was a piece of cake. I was on the attack of it. Simon started nagging just a little bit about Laos and Cambodia. Do we need all that money? I said, yes. You know, we could spend it more. Fulbright was very restrained. Aiken was quite supportive.
Good.
Timmons thought it was an excellent meeting.
Good.
Good.
Well, so, you've done your...
Well, we've got the upper hand.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you read Murray Marder today. He had a very, very favorable article about it.
Yeah. Oh, incidentally, you heard what Harriman did, didn't you, Seth?
No.
Now, he Colson told me he had a statement to the effect that it was, that these, the two summits are just election year gimmicks, and they mean nothing else. Think of that. There he was squealing about not having a Russian. Now he's called it. He really is. Incidentally, I hear Life is probably going to bust the DM thing on him next 2 weeks. That might on him, just his. Apparently, they've got some dope on what he did.
And what is what they say about the Russian friends that they would help support your election? Also, rather,
yeah.
Oh, Harriman was one of the chief actors in the DM.
Yeah, well, apparently they've got the story. Looking around, nosing around on it at least. Well, let him go. Let him have it. Just let him have it. Well, I tell you, he's really showing his colors. He's just a total partisan.
They have kind of met the degree. They make some gimmicks and then come out of it with a tall degree and then one or two other things.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Sure.
Say it was an election gimmick and then drop it and on.
You know, getting back to Salton, Smith's attitude is really a pretty cheap. Jesus Christ. What the hell does he think he's there for himself? Yeah, really, I'm glad you put it to him, because we're not going to let him get away with this kind of thing.
First of all, of course the president gets the credit for the work that's done in his administration. He's the only one that gets elected. But in his case, he didn't even do the work.
Well, in any event, I approved it all, so that's fine.
But he did more than approve it. We broke the tall deadlock out of here. We
sure.
Did the accident and war thing out of here.
Sure.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. Do we have anybody on his group that we can trust? I don't suppose so. Except the general, maybe he's all right.
Yeah. On his afterthought, right?
Yeah. No, on the delegation. Got him, Nitze, and the, not even the Air Force fellow. Yeah. Well, let's just keep him. Just be sure to bring him those. You're not going to make any kind of a deal with them.
I'll get that thing. Good. I'm having dinner with the
Good. You know, I think this Conley move is a very good one.
I think it's tremendous.
And we've got a perfect cover for it. He ought to go to Japan anyway. I think the way of handling it is, and how to announce it, so very important. But I just don't want to have it announced he's going to Vietnam alone. I don't think that should be the first announcement. You've got to put it in the context.
We'll package it up. We'll have it all done by
fine. Well, that's good. But he's a good soldier. He's going to go out there. He knows what the stakes are. Well, he says, honestly, I'd like to go. But beyond that, he's willing to do what's right.
And he knows what he owes his president and what he owes his country.
Well, I think that's true. Yeah, he isn't just thinking, well, maybe he's going to get muddied up with Jen.
But the funny thing is, the people who stand up come out ahead of the press, as opposed to those who try to play all the angles.
I think so.
Connolly has been up there taking it easy. He's on the covers of magazines. No one is sure they always have something.
Well, okay, just keep Smith in line. I'm not going to have him get out of line. Do you have any further feelings on the NATO thing? I mean, I don't want to send a career man there. It's too important right now to have a step over somebody like that. We've got to have somebody that's our man. Well, we'll find somebody.
On the U.S. and the President, what I have approved for you is a statement that is sent out at the State Department table that states that it's fully reflective of the views of the President. So they can't leave a piece of paper with your name on it. But nevertheless, it has your full support.
You think you can go that far?
Well, that's about the absolute maximum you can go.
What is the maximum? Yeah, I wonder if you can go that far, though.
And even that, we have to be very careful not to send to too many countries. This one went to Ireland after the Netherlands. I think it's pretty safe. But I'd be very careful about our guns.
I'm not going to say a word about it. I'm not going to do anything. Because I've done mine. I did it deliberately to get it out of the way. No, I am true. Now we'll just let them work on it. It's their job.
Right.
And Bush will work on it. Rogers, and that's fine.
It's got these two cables and maybe one of
them. They ought to be able to handle places like Panama and Venezuela.
Oh, I don't see that these good water have essentially to them in any event.
Well, they ought to just be able to just go to them and say, now look, come along, boys, let's move around here. They get more votes than they think if they work on it that way. You know, just on the basis of what is important to us. So let's vote. Maybe we ought to send Smith to NATO. Can't take him out of this. Play his line. Give him a chance.
I think God is a special that he better.
No, I don't want him. He's too close to the establishment. Just can't have one with the establishment. We've been burned by Yost.
That is
really what you come down to.
Every time that guy opens his mouth, he's not there.
Oh, I wasn't.
Near that bastard would still be in there.
Sure.
If you had wanted to replace him. I mean, he never said these things when he was in office.
No, he didn't.
But it explains also why we got the redemption.
He probably connived with him. We'll stick primer to him. Okay.
Right.